USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian police moved quickly to disperse the peaceful protest against President Vladimir Putin's mobilization order. They arrested hundreds, including children, across the country. Nearly 750 in total have been detained, according to the independent website OVD Info. The protest erupted within hours Wednesday after Putin announced a call of experienced and skilled army reservists and a move to beef up his volunteer forces fighting in Ukraine. In the background, a referendum staged by the Kremlin and four provinces that they occupy, setting up a pretext for annexation by Moscow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Ukrainians in occupied regions to undermine the referendums and to share information about the people conducting what he and Western allies have called a farce. The Kremlin also launched new airstrikes on Ukrainian cities. The latest shelling has killed at least three people and wounded 19. Fiona, now a post-tropical cyclone, leaving a mark on Atlantic Canada, washing some houses into the sea while severely damaging others. The vast majority between two provinces are in the dark. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted earlier Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in that country. We're learning more about a deadly boom that happened this week.
Chicago fire officials say the cause of a deadly apartment building explosion on the city's west side was ignited by natural gas. One of the victims died Thursday from extensive burns. The blast happened Tuesday. Seven others were transported to hospitals. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Louise Fletcher, known for her role as Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, died in her sleep at her home in France at the age of 88. Legendary jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders died in Los Angeles early Saturday. He was 81. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A state of emergency has been declared for 24 counties in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. Governor Ron DeSantis issued a declaration Friday encouraging residents to prepare ahead of the storm. He also requested a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is expected to approach Florida with major hurricane force next week. Ian is also causing NASA to skip next week's launch of its new moon rocket. Next opportunity to launch is October 2nd. A radio news anchor in Detroit was killed in an attempted murder-suicide Friday. Jim Matthews was found dead at his suburban home in Chesterfield Township. Three other victims include his girlfriend and two children. The girlfriend escaped the home with her 5-year-old daughter, flagging down a driver to call 911. She appeared to have been suffering from stab wounds. A 10-year-old boy was found in a closet. The suspect, a 54-year-old man, was located in the basement suffering from a self-inflicted wound and an overdose. Matthews was the overnight anchor for WWJ Radio, and he had held that job for nearly 7 years. An Arizona judge has lifted a hold on a near-total ban on abortion in the state. The law has been on the books since before Arizona was a state. The only exception is if the mother's life is in jeopardy. An injunction on the law has been in place since June when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.